AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Iran has fired dozens of missiles into Israel. Air raid sirens can be heard in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and elsewhere. Military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said, "Dear citizens, a short while ago, missiles were launched from Iran into the territory of the State of Israel. You are asked to be vigilant and act exactly according to the instructions of the Home Front Command." A series of window-shattering explosions were heard in Tel Aviv and near Jerusalem, though it's not immediately clear if the sounds were from missiles landing or being intercepted by Israeli defenses, or both. Iran is taking responsibility, referencing the death of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah in an Israeli airstrike last week in Beirut. Israel and the U.S. have promised retaliation. The U.S. today imposed sanctions on Hilltop Youth, a group of extremist settlers in the Israeli-occupied West Bank who attack Palestinians in their property. FEMA is urging people impacted in the south by Hurricane Helene to register for assistance.
Daniel Yargis with the federal agency.
We don't want people to think that we're not ready, that we don't have the funds. We're ready. We have the funds. We have staff and commodities ready to be deployed where needed, as needed.
FEMA's Director of Individual Assistance, Frank Maturanga, says they've already given out money.
We've registered over 150,000 households for assistance and already provided over $2 million directly to disaster survivors. We expect these numbers to rapidly increase over the coming days.
He also says they continue to send in food and water as well as assisting with search and rescue and will add almost 600 more personnel for a total of just over 1,200. I'm Julie Walker.
Claudia Sheinbaum was sworn in as the first female president of Mexico. The 62-year-old scientist turned politician will receive a country with a number of immediate challenges, including high levels of violence and a sluggish economy. This is AP News. French unions are taking to the streets of Paris to voice their opinions on the cost of living.
Protesters say they want to send a clear message to Prime Minister Michel Barnier as he makes his first policy speech to the deeply divided National Assembly. Sophie Binet, Secretary General of the CGT Union, says we're here to put social demands at the heart of the political debate and that we want the Prime Minister and the employers to announce wage and pension increases. In the address, Barnier warned that colossal and spiraling debts are a sword of Damocles hanging over the finances of the European Union's second largest economy, and he announced belt tightening and more taxes to reverse the trend. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Catholic Diocese of Burlington, Vermont has filed for bankruptcy protection. It faces more than 30 lawsuits alleging child sex abuse by clergy decades ago. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.